Sir Roderick cleared his throat. Lord Baelish once, his thought trailed off uncertainly in a search of the polite word. Catelyn was past delicacy. He was my father's ward. We grew up together in Riveron. I thought of him as a brother, but his feelings for me were more than brotherly. When it was announced that I was to wed Brandon Stark, Pataya challenged for the right to my hand. It was madness. Brandon was 20. Pataya scarcely 15. I had to beg Brandon to spare Pataya's life. He let him off with a scar. Afterward, my father sent him away. I have not seen him since. She lifted her face to the spray, as if the brisk wind could blow the memories away. He wrote to me at River Run after Brandon was killed, but I burned the letter unread. By then I knew that Ned would marry me in his brother's place. Sir Roderick's fingers fumbled once again for non-existent whiskers. Littlefinger sits on the small council now. Well, I knew he would rise high, Catelyn said. He was always clever, even as a boy. But it is one thing to be clever and another to be wise. I wonder what the years had done to him. High overhead, the far eye sang out from the rigging. Captain Murillo came scrambling across the deck, giving orders, and all around them the Storm Dancer burst into frenetic activity as King's Landing slid into view atop three high hills.